The death toll from severe flooding in Eastern and Central Europe has risen to at least 18. The Polish Prime Minister has declared a month-long state of disaster, while the Slovakian capital Bratislava and the Hungarian capital Budapest are preparing for possible flooding as the levels in the Danube rise. Miroslav Trnka is a scientist at the Global Change Research Institute of the Czech Academy of Sciences. He's based in the city of Brno, and from there he's been telling us about the factors behind this extreme weather.
Well, there is a specific synoptical situation behind it that is a big sort of low pressure system. You can imagine that through the region of Central Europe, we had a cold front coming that was relatively strong, bringing a cold air and a lot of precip. But then the front basically came through the Central Europe, then pivot and went back again, and basically got stuck over the region through the low pressure system, and drew in moist air from around, especially from the south, from the Mediterranean, which usually in our conditions leads to these heavy precipitation events. We had a large floods in 1997 and 2002, and both of them were sort of under same synoptical situation like this year. This is 2024.
So has the problem been exacerbated then by the fact that this year the Mediterranean is very warm?
Well, it's one of the hypotheses behind that, because there was a warmer Mediterranean, we got this event happening. I would basically put it a different way. I would say Mediterranean was unusually long, because it is unseasonal to have a flooding of this sort of scale and also this particular circulation type so strong that late in the season, meaning September. Most of our floods happened in the past in June, July, August, May, but September, even though it's not unheard of, it's not a typical month for having such high precipitation totals.
Right. So is this happening then? Is one of the reasons for the extreme nature of what we've been seeing, is one of those reasons the fact that the summer has in parts of the Mediterranean lasted for so long?
Yeah, that's maybe part of it, and we'll get to bottom of it through the analysis. I would also have to say that also in Central Europe, we had an very unusually hot end of August and start of September. It was unseasonally hot. We had a highest number of tropical days in for September for the entire record we have. So it's been quite a big cut when we got from very hot and basically a flash drought situation to a flood situation. Interestingly, it from at least the beginning, and in some regions in particular, it really helped to ease the initial stage of the flood, and by some time that we had a dry soil profiles that sort of absorbed the first third of the precipitation, at least.
Listeners will know that there have been warnings that climate change will lead to more severe weather events in many parts of the world. Is this what you're experiencing at the moment?
Well, we are one of the groups that was advocating that this is how we should read the projection of the climate models. Here in Central Europe, in general, we see a drying trend. So overall, we lose the soil moisture from a landscape. But some of the projection of climate models also show there is a tendency towards the more precipitation events. So if you take it as a group, all the modeling outputs, you should read it, okay, there is a general tendency of warmer, drier weather, but there will be a flood risk. And it's a hydrological cycle that is intensifying, so it's not surprising that you get more of both extremes, drought and floods. The other thing is, as this year, the period in which you can have the significant rainfall events gets longer as the atmosphere gets warmer.
You're speaking to us from the Czech Republic. What are conditions like in your area?
Well, it really calmed down from a weekend that was relatively eventful. Even here in the southeast, we still have number of people evacuated. We are seeing rivers culminating just few hours ago in some cases. And we still expect the water coming from the north to the southern areas to still bring problems. But in general, the situation is getting better. Probably the worst is on the south border with Austria on the Dia River, and of course in the north, where the flooding was at its heaviest. And unfortunately also, we lost a number of lives.
That was Miroslav Ternka of the Czech Academy of Sciences.